Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 33. I'm Steve Webb, and today we have a guest reader by the name of Jeff Lutz. Jeff is a longtime LifeSpring listener, and I'm so glad to welcome him to the show. Jeff will be reading Matthew 14 and 15. Today we'll hear about the death of John the Baptist, the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus walking on water, a woman of faith, and more. Jeff, are you ready? The floor is yours.
Matthew chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard reports about Jesus. He said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. And because of this, miraculous powers are at work in him." For Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had repeatedly told him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although Herod wanted to kill John, he feared the crowds because they accepted John as a prophet. But on Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Instructed by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter." Although it grieved the king, because of his oath and the dinner guests, he commanded it to be given. So he sent and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. Then John's disciples came and took the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. Now when Jesus heard this, he went away from there privately in a boat to an isolated place. But when the crowd heard about it, they followed him on foot from the towns. As he got out, he saw the large crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. When evening arrived, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is an isolated place, and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away so that they can go into the village and buy food for themselves." But he replied, "They don't need to go. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. "Bring them here to me," he replied. Then he instructed the crowds to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. He gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the broken pieces left over, 12 baskets full. Not counting women and children, there were about 5,000 men who ate. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he dispersed the crowds. And after he sent the crowds away, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already far from land, was taking a beating from the waves because the wind was against it. As the night was ending, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost," and cried out with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, "Have courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, order me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he became afraid and started to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they went up into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." After they crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the people there recognized him, they sent word into all the surrounding area, and they brought all their sick to him. They begged him if they could only touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
Matthew chapter 15. Then Pharisees and experts in the law came from Jerusalem to Jesus and said, "Why do your disciples disobey the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat?" He answered them, "Why do you disobey the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, Honor your father and mother, and whoever insults his father or mother must be put to death. But you say, If someone tells his father or mother, Whatever help you would have received from me is given to God, he does not need to honor his father. You have nullified the word of God on account of your tradition. Hypocrites, Isaiah prophesied correctly about you when he said, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and they worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Then he called the crowd to him and said, Listen and understand. What defiles a person is not what goes into the mouth. It is what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person. Then the disciples came to him and said, Do you know that when the Pharisees heard this saying, they were offended? And he replied, Every plant that my Father did not plant will be uprooted. Leave them. They are blind guides. If someone who is blind leads another who is blind, both will fall into a pit. But Peter said to him, Explain this parable to us. Jesus said, Even after all this, are you still so foolish? Don't you understand whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and then passes into the sewer? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a person. For out of the heart comes evil ideas, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are the things that defile a person. It is not eating with unwashed hands that defiles a person. After going out from there, Jesus went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that area came and cried out, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is horribly demon-possessed. But he did not answer her a word. Then his disciples came and begged him, Send her away, because she keeps on crying out after us. So he answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and bowed down before him and said, Lord, help me. It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs, he said. Yes, Lord, she replied, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, Woman, your faith is great. Let what you want be done for you. And her daughter was healed from that hour. When he left there, Jesus went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up a mountain, where he sat down. Then large crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, blind, crippled, mute, and many others. They laid them at his feet, and he healed them. As a result, the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called the disciples and said, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have already been here with me 3 days, and they have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry, since they may faint on the way. The disciples said to him, Where can we get enough bread in this desolate place to satisfy so great a crowd? Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? They replied, 7, and a few small fish. After instructing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks. He broke them and began giving them to the disciples, who then gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Not counting children and women, there were 4,000 men who ate. After sending away the crowd, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for your reading of the Word. It's great to get a fresh new voice on the show. You're welcome back anytime, my friend. Jeff is a meteorologist in the northern Michigan area of the United States and has a weather blog. I'll have a link on the show notes page if you would like to check it out. Well, tomorrow I'll be back to bring you Matthew 16 through 18. Why don't you invite a friend to join us and to be a part of the LifeSpring family? Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you. LifeSpring Media, bringing you quality Christian and family entertainment since 2004. Brought to you in part by InTouchProductions.com.